AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A batch of court rulings, a sharply divided Supreme Court has rejected President-elect Trump's bid to delay sentencing in his New York hush money case. Trump had this reaction.
They called for an appeal, so I read it and I thought it was a fair decision, actually. So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent.
Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined with the court's three liberals in rejecting Trump's emergency motion. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on the 2020 election interference case against Trump. And Lisa Dwyer on a legal victory for the Biden administration.
Temporarily blocking a plea deal for accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that would spare him the risk of the death penalty for Al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks on the United States. The decision by a federal appeals court grants an unusual request by the government to postpone a deal reached by the Defense Department. It was a last-ditch request to prevent Mohammed from entering a guilty plea in Guantanamo Bay with family members of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed already there to hear it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new fire is prompting more evacuations in the Los Angeles area. The Kenneth Fire erupted in late afternoon in the San Fernando Valley, close to Ventura County. The orders came as L.A. County officials announced the Eaton Fire near Pasadena has burned more than 4,000 structures. Pasadena Mayor Victor Gordo.
If you are under a mandatory evacuation order, those orders have not been lifted. And so we're starting to see people go back into those areas. And our message to you is stay out of those areas.
The largest fire is to the west in Pacific Palisades. It's destroyed more than 5,300 structures. AccuWeather estimates damage and economic loss now totals $135 to $150 billion. This is AP News. Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni is playing down President-elect Trump's comments about seizing control of Greenland and Panama, saying she reads it more as a warning to China and other global players to keep their hands off such strategically important territory. Elon Musk's wading deeper into German politics ahead of its national election. Hai Panjwani reports he live-streamed a chat on X with a leader of Germany's far-right AfD party.
Musk spoke with Alisa Weidel, a co-leader of the Alternative for Germany party and its candidate for chancellor. They agreed that Germany's taxes are too high and that there is too much immigration. Musk said he was strongly recommending that Germans vote for Weidel's party in next month's election. More than 200,000 accounts tuned into the live stream, which raised concerns across Europe about the world's richest man trying to influence foreign politics. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.